You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has called for humanitarian corridors to protect refugees and migrants fleeing their homelands. He was speaking on Tuesday to participants of a two-day international forum on migration and peace in Rome, organised by the Vatican and by the Scalabrini International Migration Network. Pointing out that politicians, civil society and the church not only must offer a shared response to the complexities of the current migratory phenomenon, Pope Francis said we all have a moral duty to do so. In his long speech, in which he underlined the need to welcome, protect, promote and integrate our most vulnerable brothers and sisters, the Pope also spoke of the moral duties we all have in regards to those who are forced to leave their homes. For those who flee conflicts and terrible persecutions, he said, often trapped within the grip of criminal organisations who have no scruples, we need to open accessible and secure humanitarian channels.
Occorre aprire canali umanitari accessibili e sicuri.
Pointing out that the reason behind the establishment of the new Vatican Dicastery for Integral Human Development lies in his own concern for forced migrants, he said, we can no longer sustain unacceptable economic inequality. One group of individuals, he said, cannot control half of the world's resources. We cannot allow for persons and entire peoples to have a right only to gather the remaining crumbs. Nor can we be indifferent or think ourselves dispensed from the moral imperatives which flow from a joint responsibility to care for the planet. The Pope decried contemporary throwaway culture that he said is rooted ultimately in self-centeredness and amplified by populist rhetoric, and he called for a change of attitude to overcome indifference and counter fears.
E amplificata da demagogie populistiche. Urge un cambio di atteggiamento.
And finally, speaking of the plight of asylum seekers, migrant workers, victims of trafficking and migrants in irregular situations, Francis said defending their inalienable rights, ensuring their fundamental freedoms and respecting their dignity are duties from which no one can be exempted. I'm Linda Bordoni.